Blog Talk Radio.
Rapture-centric church. Wait, it's not morning. Good afternoon, JoJo. How you doing, Joe?
Good, beauty. How are you?
I'm good. How's that snow been where you're at? How's it going with your trip, seeing your friends and stuff?
Good. I'm up in Lake Placid now, right by the lake. Mm. And tomorrow I'm going to Vermont. Good though. My friend Rob's here tonight. He's going to be listening in on the show. Well, how are you, Judy? How's everyone doing?
Good. Let's see. We are. Luco is getting off work, so yeah, he's having a good time there. He'll be here in about a half an hour. We have Keith here. I'm doing good. My day's been fine. It's I've been spending time. My son has been. I've been watching him wrestle, and we've been hanging out. And then let's see. We have 661. Oh, they're driving. Okay. Mute 661.
Right.
Hey, Keith. How's your life, Keitho?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hi, Keith.
Good. I'm doing good today, definitely. Yeah, it's beautiful here today. Really great and beautiful day today, and I'm feeling good, and everything's going good. And I'm excited about my little teaching today. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, we should get started. Yeah, Keith has a teaching on his heart. That'll be wonderful. The person who called on 661, there was background noise, so I muted you, but hang up and call back if you want to mute yourself and you want to speak, okay, just because it was really loud. So if you're calling in to share, we really want to hear what you have to say. So just wanted to say that. And I just want to say the morning show was wonderful. Wow. I really got blessed hearing the morning show today. So what a wonderful – I love how Jesus Christ pastors his church. It's just wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. I don't know how to really explain it. You just have to listen to it. It's just the combination of people that call in and talk and share. And I just learned so much, and I get really blessed as we see the day approaching. It was a good show.
Who were the main people on the show this morning?
Oh, Dustin and Chris Nicholson, Pat, and
cool.
Oh, a bunch of others. It was just really a nice, It's always good, but, you know, I don't know. It was.
I thought you were in the chat room at that hour. You're up at that hour?
I went in the chat, but I fell back asleep. No, because I actually went to bed early. I usually stay up until 5 a.m., but I went to bed early. My son was fighting a cold, and he got over it, and then I got it. So, yeah, so I was up. I went to bed early, Keith. I went to bed at 1.
Are you feeling better now?
You know my schedule, huh? You know when my soap operas come on? You know it all, huh?
Oh, I know. I know your schedule. Donkey tells
me
a lot.
I mean?
I've had a lot of talks with Donkey. Donkey's told me just obscure things. Like, Judy gained 200 pounds because she's eating popcorn. So she's like 330 pounds now, and she's obsessed with the soaps. She plays them all day long, and they're so loud that everyone in the household gets to hear them all day long. It's a crazy obsession, and she's out of control. Donkey and I, we've had a lot of long talks and prayers for that.
Just sitting here waiting for the rapture. But, hey, Joe's into he's into my energy. Joe, you can feel like something's wrong, huh? Be honest.
Yeah, what's up, Juju? Are you all right?
I know it. Joe is always on to stuff. He'll be like, one day he's like, I've been thinking about John. Is John okay? And he didn't know that John had a rough day one day. It was so on target. It had to do with something like his wrestling or something, and he was right about that. And then okay, you guys, I went into chat early, and I know this might sound silly, but it's true. Like, Carol Garza, who we love, who's part of RCC, her cat was run over, like, right before the show, and had to bury it. And so I'm just kind of sad. Like, it's just hard for me to, like, be like, hi, everybody, because, you know, Carol, we love you. If my cat died, I would seriously have to take a week off and grieve. My cats, they mean a lot to me. So, Carol, I just want to send a bunch of love. If we could all send a bunch of love to Carol.
Love you, Carol. Carol. Sorry for that.
Yeah, Carol, if you put your address or phone number, we could make you happy, too, if you feel like doing that, Carol. Yeah, she was calling her little kitty Tigger, who I've gotten to know over these past few months. Because, you know, I've known Carol since the beginning. She was the first person to comment on a video back in December 5th was our very first video where little John started preaching. And Carol became just an instant friend and supporter of little John. Like, it was just really neat because she really believed the whole thing where everybody else was saying we're lying and making this up. And it was cool. We knew what we believed. But it was just nice to have Carol. She was so constant, so full of the Lord. And so I've known her for a long time, and because she likes cats, and so I feel like I feel like I've known all of you, Keith and Joe and everybody on the line and in the chat. I feel like I've known you guys for years. It's just amazing how God has made us a close family. And I got to know Carol Cat Tigger just through emails and funny music. So she used to talk to Little John when he had his Rapture Kitty channel, and I was on the Judy Smith. The Rapture Kitty channel was just Little John sharing scripture and having fun times with the cat. And so she would always comment and talk to him, and he'd be like, Mom, Carol's so nice. She likes it when I read the Bible, and she's so sweet. And so anyway, Carol's putting her information. She has her phone number and her email in the chat room. And, you know, if God puts it on your heart to encourage her or just send her something just to bless her, there it is. And so we're looking forward to meeting her cat today. Tigger.
Yes, indeed.
She was just calling him across the street, and a car came out of nowhere really fast. And I'm glad he didn't suffer. That's really cool. He didn't suffer.
He got translated. There. Okay.
Boy. Yeah, exactly. She said it was okay when she picked him up. Yeah, you're lucky you got to bury him in your yard. That's cool. Tigger can
play with my cat in heaven as well. So he's up there with all the other cats having fun.
Yeah. I'm a freak about cats, though. When my cats, if we leave the house for like 2 days or something, I can't wait to see them. I'm going to let on 720. And Keith, we're dying to hear your teaching. I just want to let a few people on, it's just in case when you're teaching, if they have questions. 720, hello.
Hey, how's everyone doing? It's Nick.
I know Nick. And then I was like, dang it, I said that because I knew that was you. Glad you're here, Nick.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
What's up, Nick? How are you, bro?
I'm doing excellent. Just had another pretty low-key day. Get back to work tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Hey, Nick, how's it going?
Doing good.
Good.
Yeah. Well, Nick, I would love to talk to you. Like, if you can talk later on. I couldn't talk before church today. I was doing some things around the house, but Luco texted me, so we can talk after service today. I'd love to talk. So.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So, you guys, I just want to say, like, you know, we're a family here, so we share phone numbers. A lot of times people have questions, and, you know, church is like 4 hours a day, 2 hours in the morning, two in the afternoon. A lot of people here give out their phone numbers. The way that we even started this whole, it wasn't a church originally. The only reason why we started doing a radio show was because we would be on 5, 6, and 7-way calls encouraging each other about what the Lord's doing. It just got to be so big that when we were on a 7-way call one time, and it's like, you know what, we should just have a radio show where everybody can share, because I know there's a lot of people like us. And we just did it right then and there, and we started doing that on the radio, at first one show in the evening, and then we were like, we need more time to talk with people. And then the Lord, after doing it for a month, literally said, this is now my church. And so the reason why I bring this up is because we still talk on the line with people. Like, let's say church is over. I put my phone number out there. Other people do. And if you want to have like a 3 or 4-way call and you have a lot of questions and you really want to get to know people, feel free. Feel free to. I'll post my number in chat. It's just, what do you think, Joe? Isn't it fun when we get on those 2 and 3-way calls?
It's the best.
It's like a mini
church service.
Yeah. And... yeah, so I just wanted to throw that out there, and you know, feel free. We this church is open 24 hours. So anyway.
Yeah, if you're actually retarded,
okay.
Sometimes 4 hours a day isn't enough. So you know, that's what
yeah,
the phone's for.
We were.
After all, your brothers and sisters are here, so putting our numbers up.
Yeah, we were joking about having an afternoon show.
Oh my goodness.
But that was a joke, huh, Pat? That's too much.
Oh.
So.
Hi, honey. Yeah. No,
I want to welcome. I want to welcome Carter for life. We love it when you're here, Carter. You're so sweet. We love your eyebrows, especially, and
hey,
all
Carter.
Your anointed videos. Yeah. Everyone loves you, Carter. You're just the best. I love your videos.
Is Carter in the
Carol?
He's in the chat room, or he's on the phone?
He's in the he's in the chat room.
All right, love your videos, Carter.
Anna.
They're awesome.
Yep, they really
yep.
are. They're so, yep. And Carol, again, her little kitty Tigger died today. If you could put your phone number,
aww.
Carol, and your email one more time, and we can all give you extra love, too. And so, Deborah, welcome,
definitely.
Deborah. Glad you're here. Gemma, yippee.
Hi, Deborah.
Jemmy plays the ukulele. She's really good at it. It's awesome.
Ooh,
Joe Gretto.
Wow.
Joe Gretto gets a sticker because he's on the phone. But Luco's not here to present you your sticker because he's bilocating. He's on the phone and in the chat room. Kitty Licker, we want to welcome you. Kitty Licker's here. We're so glad you're here. We might have to play telephone on you, Kitty Licker. Chris Slaughter. I'm glad you're here, Chris. And Nick. And Alana is no show 195. That's Alana. And Raina, welcome. And Michelle, save the day, Michelle. She has all the passcodes to the morning show, so when Dustin sleeps in and she realizes, uh-oh, she'll log in and save the day. So that's cool.
Wow.
Rojo, welcome. Rojo Joe. I know, it's cool. If anybody else wants to ever be interested in bouncing, go ahead and inbox me and be fine. Roman. Walk on Water, Roman. Glad you're here.
Yes.
And Sherry
yes.
Fair.
Hey, Roman.
Sherry Fair. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
We love you, Roman.
Love you, Roman.
Walk on. Yep. Walk on Water, Roman rules. He's so fun in late night chat. He's a hoot. And Sherry, of course, I hope you can call in because it's a treat you're here. Sherry can't always be here, so it's really nice when she pops. You know, when she can pop in and. She's
cool.
Shoveling horse shit most of the time, huh, Sherry? Life on a farm, right? Okay. I want to welcome Tana to Tana. Love you. Glad you're in chat.
Love you,
and
Tana.
Same with Rhea.
Yeah,
yep. Love you, Rhea. Love you, Tana.
Yep, Rhea from Canada. I love it when Keith yells out, "I love you." I love that.
Yes.
Hey, 470, you're on the line. Welcome.
Oh, it's Christine from Atlanta.
Hi, honey.
Hey, girl.
Hi,
love you.
Hey, I was having like a crappy day with my extended blood family, so I was calling my spiritual family. I'm like, you know what? I got to connect with my family.
Yes.
So that's
yes,
why I'm
yes.
here, just to be like
good.
Bonded with y'all.
Good. Aww.
Well, good job.
We're here,
honey.
That's
the way to do it. You know, you go where your support's at. We're here for you.
Yep, you got it.
I love Christine. Her and I have been chatting back and forth. She's awesome. Awesome,
oh,
awesome.
Yeah.
I know.
Great. She's great.
I know. She's great. I like her voice. Mm-hmm. It makes me happy. I want to
yep.
also
she's
welcome
strong.
Faces.
You're so strong,
Christine. I know. She is.
You know.
I'm not strong right now,
one.
Guys. If you guys can pray
we'll
for me,
up.
I'd love it.
We will, honey. We'll
yeah. Oh, you know
you.
What? Christina, you know what we should do? Let's play telephone on Christine, and
yeah.
let's play it on
yeah.
Carol. Let's play it on Carol and spoil Carol because she had a rough day with her kitty dying. And let's
yeah.
play it on Kitty Liquor, perhaps. And I just want to welcome Jason302 to the chat room. Love you, Jason. Jason's my Jason and I are going to start an afternoon radio show called Judas-centric. Because, yeah,
no one will listen to it either because we're too busy with the other two.
I'm listening to
and
that. Jason had great insights about all that, and I enjoyed that night in chat. Again, big ups for chat.
Too.
What was that, like 2 or 4 in the morning when we were having
yeah.
that discussion?
Yeah, Judy's
yep.
going to do a radio station at 3 in the morning, too. That'll be her night shift. She's working, so whoever wants to go up with that.
She
lets
do an all-night,
no.
like a late show, starts at midnight.
Yeah, that's
well,
her hooker shift. She doesn't tell anybody about that one. It's the late night shift at radio.
You know, being a hooker, you don't get to sleep much.
That's why you're never sleeping, yeah. We got it. We got your number.
I want to welcome Stacy to the chat room. Love you, Stacy. And also, Jason jumped in. And wait, there was another. Oh, Kenneth. We're glad you're here, Kenneth. And Bill Oley. He must have just woke up. Hi, Bill.
Love
Oley,
you, Bill.
Bill.
Great music, Bill.
So,
music, Bill. We love it.
Yep. So, Pat, is that your sweet little bird? I love her bird.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry if they're noisy.
Pat, you got to silence the
That's
bird.
Okay.
Just put the thing up. Just teasing you, Pat.
It's okay. I muted her for a minute. Oh, let's see. Okay. So, let's see here. So Keith is going to do a nice teaching for us. And but hey, since we have a couple people that are hurting, can we start out with some worship and then do some telephone, Keith?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
So Lord, I'm going to say a prayer, and if anybody on the line wants to say a prayer after that, and then we'll worship the King and just invite Him and welcome and
Amen.
Welcome. So, Jesus, we love you so much. We thank you that you've given us this platform to be able to be a family together as we await your arrival. Come and take your bride off the face of this earth. And, God, while we're waiting, you know that we have sorrows and we have things that we deal with. And we just want to lift up Carol and little Tigger, Lord. And we just ask you to, that loss in her heart that she feels today, to just fill her up extra, Lord, and give her an extra measure of your grace as she, you know, when she starts to miss him, and just love on her, Lord, and fill her up. And we also thank you for Christine, number one mom of 3 kids, who's just such a beautiful reflection of your love all the time, encouraging people and really blessing this body, God. And she's having a rough day. We just want to lift her up too, to just refresh and renew her and her family and everything that concerns her, Lord. And all of us, Father, we love you, and we just want to welcome you and just pray for your glorious presence to permeate our being right now as we worship together as a family, as we love you and love one another. Father, may the love grow complete. In Jesus' name, we love you so much. So I won't play Super Freak because that seems a little out of.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was yesterday when Luca was online anyway, so, you know.
But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to dedicate Super Freak to Kitty Wicker later on because I have a feeling Kitty Wicker's a Super Freak. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, let's just worship the Lord too. I can only imagine. Okay, what do you think, guys? Or either that,
yes.
or we could do Lincoln Brewster, which is God You Reign. Which one do we want?
I can only imagine. Sounds good. Let's do that one.
I really like that one. And if you called in, you could be saying stuff. But since Keith is the only one that wants to say it, he gets what he wants. Because you know, Keith is a self-appointed elder in this church.
We always vote. There's three votes. Judy votes, I vote, and Jesus votes. And Jesus always votes for me, so I always get my way, and that's it.
Judy
loses every time in the chat room. Every time she goes to the board meeting, she's a big loser because Jesus and I win every time. So.
Yep. Okay, here we go. Let's worship together, guys. Don't go to the bathroom. Stick around. It's not break time. Love you. You lift that Carol, we love you, Lord.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Forever. forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Deborah said, Carol, Jesus just showed me your Tigger. He is playing in heaven. He is playing in heaven. I think Carol read it, but she had a vision of where Tigger is, and that's wonderful. So Lord, we lift up this, and if anybody has a word for Carol in the chat room, that was really comforting that Deborah saw that. So sweet. We're just going to play telephone with Carol and then with Christine. Welcome, Blah. Blah to the chat room. We're glad you're here. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, you should call in. And Tressie Tressmark, I liked your video you made today. Thanks for doing that. That was awesome, that video. And welcome to the chat room, Tressie Tressie.
I got a message for Carol from the Lord. Carol, this message from the Lord. God's basically telling me that, first of all, he says he feels your pain, and he's telling you to just rest in him. He knows that you're going to need a little time to recover, but he says rest in him, and he'll give you all the peace that you need. He says he'll soothe over the troubled areas and make your heart feel just, you know, wonderful and peaceful. And I can feel him saying that when he's saying that. So he says just rest in his arms and let him do all the rest. He says he has your little Tigger with him in heaven and all is good, he says. So he says don't worry about anything, he said, and soon you'll be there with him as well. And that's what I got. Sure.
Carol. I'm unmuting
yes.
Pat. And I'm also unmuting 661. 661, you're on. Everyone's unmuted that's on the line. So.
Yeah, I have for Carol. Carol, such a joy to me and so strong in my love, a true warrior bride. You will have a bundle of joy when you are here soon.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And I have one for, well, we'll do, we'll wait. Yeah,
cause yeah, we'll wait on Chris.
Yeah, we'll wait.
I have a message for Carol. He says he's comforting the saints and drawing them close to his bosom during this time.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Father God is holding the little Tigger in his arms so Carol can be happy that he's in a safe place. He's having lots of fun.
Yeah. Amen.
We love you, Carol, and when you hurt, we hurt, and so we'll be thinking about you today, and, you know, God will fill that void in no time at all. But, so, hallelujah. Thank you, guys. So let's move on to Christine Pina.
Yeah.
But before we do that, I feel like we need to rock out.
Rock out.
I know, I'm feeling it. Should we worship to Pat Benatar?
Yeah, Benatar, awesome.
Okay,
yeah,
that's what I'm... Because you know what, you guys, we're invincible. And Pat Benatar, she actually is a believer. And she knew what she was doing when she sang this song. Okay, so here you go, Invincible Church. We are invincible.
And amen. We'll be right back.
Jesus, thank you for making us a family here. We want to lift up Christine and her whole family to you, Father, and lift her up for extra prayers right now. We just want to lift up the children and her husband and everything that concerns the family today, Lord. And we just pray for an extra dose and measure of an outpouring of grace, patience, peace, whatever is needed right now. We just agree as a church body that you would just pour that out without measure. And thank you for our sister calling in and sharing her true feelings. It's okay to have a bad day and need prayers. And so thank you, Jesus, that we can do this right now. So if anybody has a word of knowledge, anything mm-hmm. in the chat room, I can read it because she's not in the chat room. So I'll read it for her if you get a word. Okay? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I have a word. Miss Pat. Christine, my princess. A joy and delight to my heart. I never leave you, my beloved. Rest always in my arms. Know I am always there. You know you have all my love. Your Jesus, your bridegroom. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
I've got a word from the Lord for Christine. This is Keith. Christine, so one thing that, like, the Lord shows me about you is he shows me, like I've told you before as well, but he shows me that you're, like, really, really strong, you know, and that sometimes the strongest people are the ones that need the most support, you know, because they're out there on the front line. God's got you out on the front line, and you're doing the battling, but, you know, you need time to rest and recoup and re-energize, and the Lord tells me that he's comforting you right now, that he's there for you, you know, no matter what. He sees the work that you do. He sees you on the front line. He sees all the, sometimes you feel like you're out there alone, battling like a lone soldier, you know, and he's reminding you that you have the RCC family here, and you've got the support here that you need, and he shows me that, just shows me how proud he is of you, and that he shows me that you've tried so hard to accomplish a lot, and the fact that you were being held back, like you had said. He says, no more of that. He says, you will not be held back. He says, now you're like, going to be like a dove and you'll be able to fly. And he says, and it'll get easier because you're going to have the support and the strength. And the Lord says, he brought people, the RCC, purposely in your life to support you and strengthen you so that you can battle and not be tired, and that you'll be actually re-energized. You can come back to the camp and re-energize with us, you know. And God just wants you to know that he's proud of you. He tells me very clearly that you have big rewards in heaven. He says he's like, I see him with his pen writing every little thing down, like he's not missing a beat, you know. He's going to get every little thing for you that you want and even more. He says you'll be so happy with, I guess he's talking about that you have a very specific taste on the way you like things. And he said you'll be so happy with the things that you see that he has for you. He said you'll be he's going to bless you more than you know. And he says just to rest your mind. You don't have to worry about anything because he says he's there for you and the RCC is there for you. And it's a safe haven for you to kind of rest your wings and recoup and re-energize. And that he loves you and we love you. And that's what I got.
And we love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah, as Keith was saying that again, I was feeling God's feelings for Christine, and he was letting me feel her tears in the battle, and they're very precious, and it's
wow.
All, he told me to tell you, it's all part of the plan, the tears as well as the laughter. It's all, some of my best days are days like Christine's having. They're just some of the most powerful days, and so God just let me feel it, and he wants me to tell you that you're right where you should be. You're doing great. You're right where you need to be. Thank you for being with me. And so Michelle in the chat room says, Christine, your situation is in my hands. My protection is over your family. I love you all. Rojo says,
wow.
Christine, as I dry your tears, let me give you the biggest hug ever. I love you dearly, my little one. It will not be long now. Roman in
wow.
the chat room says, Christine, you are mine, a special one. More great and wonderful things await you to be discovered, things that will shock you. I love you so much. You are brave. Tana says, Christine, my beautiful princess, I love you. Your troubles are mine. Roman says, Christine, you have so much strength inside you. You are stronger than you think. You are a warrior, and you have fought the fight well, child. I can't wait to see you up here. You will be so happy up here. And wonderful.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Beautiful.
Thank you for
encouraging.
I muted you, Christine, while you're getting the words, so that sometimes it's kind of nice just to receive it without having to. But I'm going to unmute you now, my dear.
Thank you, everybody. I just wanted to say thank you, and I knew, like, I was like, oh, I don't want to call in because, you know,
aww.
I'm like, but then I just felt him say call in, and Judy, I knew I'd be all right as soon as you were talking about Sherry Shovel and shit. I needed to hear that. I needed to laugh. So,
yes.
Thank you.
That's funny.
Appropriate moments.
Yeah.
We love
you,
buddy.
I'm laughing and crying at the same time, but thank you.
Listen, call in any time. You know, really, we're here for you, love. So don't be, you know, don't hesitate. You know, we're all here for each other.
Yeah.
We
I mean, Christine, you can eat, you can keep inboxing me whenever you want, you know. You can call Judy whenever you want, just not at the midnight hour because she's working. She's got a shift that hour. But you can call, inbox me or contact Pat or whatever. We're here for you, you know.
Oh, yes,
so,
sweetie. We're here
for you, baby.
We love you.
We're definitely here for you. We won't let you down. And,
you're so
and the Lord's
precious.
Not going to let you down. He brought us to you for a reason,
yeah.
You know.
And
no,
I appreciate you all. You
about.
Are really my family. You really,
yeah.
really are. And he confirmed that today because I was like, you know, when you kind of get, you know, in a certain place, you're like very timid to kind of go around other people for a time. I don't know if anyone else ever feels that, but you're just like, oh, if I'm not completely embraced, I might just like crawl up in the fetal position right now. And you guys did that. And he told me you would. And so praise be to Jesus. And thank you all. I appreciate
well, that's what
and love
we do.
Everybody in this family.
That's what
so
we do
much.
Here, honey. That's what we do here. So anybody call
it's
in,
it's
anybody
like,
needs a hug.
And this is the place for you, Christine, to kind of relax and grow, because for so long you've been on the defensive, like the Lord tells me, so that way you've always been defending yourself. And a warrior can't defend his camp 24 hours a day, even when he's sleeping. You know, so he's telling me, like, now you're going to be able to not have to defend yourself all the time because you're getting nurturant. You know, you're getting nourished and re-energized, so now you can relax, and that'll help you in your walk as well. You'll be able to not feel like you have to be defensive, and just, you know, it'll help you just not kind of brush off some of that stuff that you get from relatives, etc., you know, because now you're going to be able to really have fun and feel safe to really grow in your gifts and stuff, you know, and I'm in charge of that department, so I'm helping you with that, you know, especially since I'm an elder,
and,
so I run a lot of the departments, so...
Hey, Tressie Tressmark in the chat room said Christine is short for Christ Inside. Of course,
lovely.
You are powerful.
True.
Christ
like
Inside.
That.
And I like that, too. I want to welcome Belle to the chat room. Belle, tell us how you're feeling today. Good to see you here. I'm glad you popped in. And,
we love you, Belle. We love you, Belle.
Yep.
Love you, Belle.
Yep, you're here with family. You know, Belle's a super freak. Should we play Super Freak? I don't know.
Super hot.
So many
well,
super
he's a super
freaks.
Hot freak. He's a super hot freak.
Yeah, Belle's a super hot freak, and so's Kitty Licker's a super freak. So let's just worship God with Super Freak. This is a super freaky church. And you know what? Honestly, our God is super freaky. He is. I told him, I said, God, when this whole thing started with my son and everything he's done and all the things he said, I said, God, you're really nuts. You really are crazy because, like, one day he tells me, like, millions of people are going to die, and he shows me everything in this vision. And he, like, speaks to me, and he lets me cry with him, and he shows me what's about to happen. And I'm like, wow. And so I wept with him. And then literally right after that, he told me, go look at your cats. So I go look at my cats, and he goes, now I want you to act just like them. I'm like, hello, you just, like, told me all this horrible stuff. And now you want me to chill out like my cat and not take any of this burden on me. And then, you know, he really is bipolar. That's why him and I joke, but
yeah.
I'm not kidding. Like, he, you know, but so God's super freaky, so I think he really likes his song. So let's rock out. But
yeah.
I do want to dedicate this to Belle today. To Belle.
Yeah, this is definitely Belle all over, you know. Yeah.
Get off the street, oh girl. She likes the boys in the band.
Bell's a freak. A super freak. Bell's super freaky. I want to welcome Leah. I bet Leah has a word. Leah, do you have a book for us, honey?
I have books. No, I can make one, but I don't.
Oh, okay. No, that's cool. I wasn't sure if you just logged on or we did some words of knowledge, but we just wanted to dedicate that super freaky song to Bell because he's a super freak.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was cool reading the chat room. I was just reading it.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here, Leah. I'm going to tell you who's on the line. We have Nick, we have Joe, we have Keith, we have Pat, we have Christine, and 661, who are you?
Me.
Who?
Sherry.
Oh, Sherry! Oh, my God.
Sherry!
Sherry,
yeah,
Cher.
Sherry.
What? It's Horse Pit Shoveling Sherry, you guys. She's the original Horse Pit Shoveler. Sherry, I like the way you say it. Say it the way you say it, Sherry, with the accent. Say it.
Sherry.
Tell us what you're doing with the horses. Tell us.
Shoveling shit.
I love the way she says it. I just
it's
the
so
ring
country.
Sherry, I've been having the worst day. It's Christine from Atlanta, and I can't tell you why. I have no idea, but that just made my whole day.
Oh, okay. Hey, did you see what I put in chat?
No, I don't.
No?
I don't get in chat.
It's impossible to get in chat. We've tried.
I saw a dove descend upon you, and the Lord said, "I send you peace."
Oh,
praise God!
Praise God!
Praise God!
Wow.
Judy, everyone, I've had a lot of friends tell me that they've had trouble getting into chat. It took me like a month and Luco a week on the phone with me to figure it out, but we should get a little workshop together so we can get all our brothers and sisters on and chat, because it really is a blessing. I was like, whatever, chat. Until I got into it, now I'm like addicted to it. So we should definitely
okay,
put
yeah,
together. It takes a
if
while.
If we're here tomorrow.
Air, but yeah, maybe we'll do a short video or something like how to log on to chat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a video. That's a good idea. Okay, we'll do that. Now, listen, Joe's right.
Please do, because we don't want to wait 3 months to get in the chat room.
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you, Joe, for saying that, because that's how I've gotten to know people. Also, so we'll do that. We'll do a video. Thank you. That's a great idea.
Awesome.
Sherry, are you having anything you wanted to share? Sherry.
Well, the last time I saw the field vision, I'm going to put this out there. I know it's going to sound crazy, but a flock of birds took off out of the field. So that's what I saw. Just a flock of birds taking off out of the field. There's nothing in the field, no machinery, no crops. Just a big flock of birds took up off out of the field, and it was different birds, not the same birds. Hummingbirds, blue jays, red birds.
Wow. Sensing an earthquake.
You know,
okay,
I love it when he
Oh, the other thing I wanted to just put out there for you guys, and I'm not saying anything, but it's kind of freaky. This picture that I bought that I've talked about before that shows the moon with stars and snowflakes, well, this blood moon's coming up, and believe it or not, they are giving us snow flurries for that night and that day.
Wow.
So I'm just throwing that out there. And that kind of, to me, is a confirmation for the big angel I saw holding the sun and the moon passed in front of it. To me, and the last time I was on service with you, Judy, remember I told you the Lord wanted us to read Revelation 3?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
I remember that. Yes,
and
I
read it, Well, I had a confirmation for that, too. I listened to a lady on YouTube. Her name is My God is Love 555. I don't know if any of you guys ever listened to her. But her name is My God is Love 555. And she put out a video, like, the day after that service. And it's a confirmation for the Revelation 3 that I
wow.
said that the Lord wanted us to read. So things are really ramping up. Things are, like, so close, you guys. I mean, it's like the next breath we take, we may be standing before the Lord God. That's how.
Wow.
Sounds good.
I'm so freaking excited. I'm going to bust.
Oh,
I know. Sherry, I feel the same way. I said it earlier today to somebody. I said, can you imagine we're going to be gone? Poof. This is just, and I feel it so close. And Kenneth Laughlin in the chat room, he just posted a link to a video called The Whole Earth is Shaking. You guys, there are earthquakes everywhere right now as we speak.
I know.
I mean, things are really shaking. So, Sherry, when you said that, say it again, because I'm telling you, when you said that, my whole body felt that. Say it again.
What did you say, Judy? I'm sorry.
Well, it's just that what you just said, it made my whole body. I felt it in my entire body when you said, the way you said it.
Next breath. She said the next breath.
I mean, yeah, because I swear I don't want to say I swear to God, but I really do want to say, I swear to God, guys, just I'm telling you, please hang in there. The Lord knows that some of you are tired and struggling. I have those days, too. But, like, we're just going to pop any freaking second, people.
Thank you. I know, Sherry, thank you for saying that. I say that, too, because people sometimes when they call me, they say, do you really think it's this close? And I'm like, yes. Listen, if I could open up my house and have an open house and you could meet my kid, and I just, you'd be amazed at. God, you guys, he's coming, okay? Don't be discouraged, like Sherry said. And I also want to give a shout-out to Rob. This is one of Joe's friends, and we just want to say, Rob, we're glad you're listening, and we love you,
hey, Rob.
And thanks for doing church with us tonight, Rob, and I hope you have a great night. And if
call
you want us to
Rob
play telephone on, yeah, maybe we could play telephone on Rob. I just know he's listening, but he's not in the chat room, but it might be kind of fun to do that. So,
Yeah, like I think the birds in the field are us. I think it's us taking off. I that's what I think.
Wow.
No, I thought.
And, oh my God!
I think so, Sherry.
I got something else. This is the reason why I called in. Okay, sorry. I'm so excited. I am a freak. Oh my God. Okay. The vision that I have of the people standing at the door. And it's like, okay, I know these people. I don't know how. I know they're excited to see me, and I'm very excited to see them. Well, I saw the people again at the door. They are closer. But
oh, great.
I closed my eyes, and I looked again, and there was Jesus standing with his arms out in front of all these people.
Oh.
So I'm telling you guys, body is just, been trembling for like 3 days now. It's so close. I mean, I feel like a glass ready to just burst.
Thanks for giving us an update on that, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sherry, when Judy played that song, I can only imagine I was sitting here and I was crying. I was outside literally, like just like what, like 10 or 15 minutes ago, and I was crying and I felt like there was like a window of heaven open. I felt the Lord say that there were people, you know, a cloud of witnesses cheering me on. They're ready to welcome me.
Oh,
I literally saw like the sky had opened and like the Lord was watching like me call in, us connect, and I just kept hearing that this is powerful, like us all coming together even in trials and in joys and everything.
Sure.
And he's like, and I'm having people, you're being watched. He's like, you're being watched right now.
Yeah. Wow.
So you just basically confirmed what I was crying, and like that's what I was hearing from him during that song.
Wow.
Thanks for sharing that, Christine.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That's so exciting. Oh, man, I'm so happy. Thank you for sharing
that. He literally showed me Jim sending a dove down and it descending upon you, and he said, tell her I send her peace. So I'm like, things are, oh, God, guys, I'm telling you, we're going to go home.
It's good to hear it in your voice.
I was just sent a message, Carol Garza. Somebody just made a video for you, for Tigger. It's called Tigger, See You in Heaven. So I just liked and favorited it to my channel. I know. We have a lot of people listening to this show who don't show up in chat who got touched by Carol's story. And, Carol, I hope you can hear me. If you go to the Rapture Kitty channel, it's posted to my likes and favorites. And if somebody goes and does that, if you could post the link in the chat room, because for some reason I can't post the link in the chat room. I don't know why. I'm a retard for real. But anyway,
someone would do that. That takes so much love in their heart to make a video. Wow, I'm impressed.
That's nice.
Yeah,
retard.
Very nice.
Yeah. You know what, you guys? You might as well go all on out and be a full retard and a full lover because we're out of here. You know, we're leaving. And, you know, that's what I say every day when I'm going to do something even more crazy. Like, I stalk big time, and I'm like, well, who cares? We're leaving today anyway. Who cares how stupid I look? I'm just going to do it, you know? Works for me. Well, Keith has a teaching on his heart. Let's see. So everyone's unmuted. If anyone want to jump in and, you know, talk or anything, but go ahead, Keith. We're dying to hear it.
Okay.
Should we set the mood? Let's just say to hell with the devil before he starts. How about that? Should we just say to hell with the devil? I'm feeling to hell with the devil. And you know why? Because Luco Evans just popped in. Hello, Luco.
Hey,
hey guys. How's it going?
We played your song today for you.
What?
Hi, Luco.
We played your song.
What song
do you like?
Super dude, I know. Right when I come in, I'm like, how about to hell with the devil? That's like what I hear. I'm like, all right, cool.
speaking of the devil, right when I said we're going to play Hell with the Devil, boom, Luco comes on the line.
That's like a sign. That's like a confirmation.
Yeah.
Confirmation,
yeah.
Guys.
It is a
confirmation.
guys, want to know what's really fun to do?
Yes.
What?
Imagine Bill being a singer during that song.
Oh my goodness. Okay, is anyone else crying over the video that was just made for Carol? Anybody else crying? Oh my gosh, Raina posted the link and somebody made a video already for Tigger. Do you love this church or what?
Amen.
Oh my goodness. Carol's private messaging me. She said she should be rejoicing, not crying, but the video is really touching her, and someone posted it. You guys should check it out. It's very cool.
Okay.
Wow. Got that?
It's so sweet.
God,
someone would
so
do that. Wow.
That
energy.
I know. Like,
yeah.
It's also,
wonder
like,
enough.
Really good. It's like 4 minutes, and it's, like, beautiful, everything
wow.
in it. Oh, my goodness. I was listening to it while we were playing To Hell with the Devil.
Good job.
Yeah.
It's helping Carol,
to,
too, right now.
I love
yeah.
your family,
oh
if I
God.
Tell you that. And Judy, it's like when you made the video for my daughter. Like, this is like supernatural, people. I mean, this is like a beyond. It's just powerful. I just had to say
yeah.
it. I mean, when you
sure.
pop online and you see that one of your brothers or sisters, like, put a proclamation out there about God's love through them for you, it's just nothing like it. I received that from you, what, like a month ago, Judy, and I, like, felt the floor because I know that God knows my name and God knows my daughter's name, and it just there's nothing like it. So I just want to, you know, say I'm so happy for Carol because I know that feeling. Thank you.
That's so
yeah.
cool.
I know. Whoever made that video.
No video. I think she's favoring you, Christine. She never sent me no video.
Oh, well, you know what, Keith, let me tell you what happened. And besides, what happened was I literally woke up. God loves to get to me right when I wake up, and he told me to pray for Christina's daughter. And I had forgotten her name.
Wow.
And I know that. You know. And then he literally said, now make a video for her. I was like, are you serious?
Gosh.
I mean, really? He's like, yes.
Wow.
Tell her I'm thinking about her and I love her. And so, yeah, that was really out of the box.
Prophetic.
But it was really fun to do that. And, you know, don't put anything past love. Love is super freaky. And speaking of super freaky love, let's let Keith talk about. Keith, was that so perfect that I played To Hell with the Devil and you're about to talk about sin?
That was good. That was a good one. We're talking about how to avoid sin. This is like a topic nobody wants to talk about, but stuff I'm happy to talk about.
Okay.
So Keith is our biggest sinner here at RCC. He's probably the shadiest character here. Let's give him the opportunity to teach us something about what he does every day, 24/7. Go for it.
Okay, so I'm the biggest sinner here at RCC, so I'm talking about sin. No, I like to, you know, the Lord always shows me really deep things that are centered into our walk with Christ. So sometimes to some people they might be heavy, but you know, they're the meat of, you know, if we're no longer a babe in Christ and we mature in Christ, these are the meat to our walk, the stuff we're going to have to work through, and it's going to help us easier in our walk. So the lesson today, the teaching thing today, is how to avoid sin. So the key here is that, you know, each one of us, and we all know this, each one of us has certain sins that we fall into, you know, where you might get angry quickly, or, you know, if you're on Facebook and you're trying to type and all of a sudden they put those pictures on the right of the guys or the girls and your eyes are going to the right, you know. Everyone's got, the enemy knows your weakness. So he'll put the, so when you're walking down that narrow path, and we're all walking the race, right, and we're walking the narrow path into the kingdom, and there's certain traps, there's certain potholes along the way, and they look fine, but when you step in them, down you go, you know. And that, the enemy knows, like, okay, every time this person has a problem with anger or whatever, so I'm going to, like, put a situation over and over and over where they can get mad. And this person's like, well, why do I keep running these same situations? Well, each one of us have certain weaknesses, and we know what they are, because when you become pretty close to the Lord, you get hit with the same thing over and over and over. And you're like, what's going on? Very frustrating. Those are the days you feel like a sinner, and you're like, Lord, don't rapture me today because I was feeling sinful today, you know. The Lord always shares with me, and, you know, I'm always working on this too. The key is it's a daily fight, okay? So it's a daily battle. We're waging war. The secret to avoiding sin, believe it or not, is to increase your spirit, make your spirit stronger. a lot of people think, well, okay, so if I look at the picture on Facebook, on that, you know, I'm looking over, I see the person, I'm trying to ignore it. The key would be to try not to sin. Well, that you can try to do that, but the reality is if you're trying not to sin, it's probably not going to work for you as well. Because the reality is you're at any given time, you have your spirit, and then you have your flesh. So when you wake up every morning, your spirit may be at 30%, and your flesh may be at 40%. So you kind of want to determine, you know, how strong is your spirit and how strong is your flesh. So when you wake up every day, the key is when you get out of bed, you want to start strengthening your spirit because your flesh is already really strong. Your flesh is what the enemy is going to use to trap you. So how do you strengthen your spirit? Well, you can strengthen your spirit through praise, through reading the Bible. Each one of us is different. Like Judy might praise God and then her spirit feels really strong, where Christine might speak in tongues or I might read my Smith Wigglesworth book. Each one of us has a – however, whenever you're praising God and you feel your spirit rise, that's what you need to do. A lot of times people don't realize, though, is that, you know, you can raise your spirit stronger, 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 stronger. There's no limit. A lot of people get kind of in a rut where I did my 10 minutes with God and I did my 5 minutes there and 3 minutes on my break. And, okay, that you get in that rut of, okay, my spirit was only so strong. You can go so much stronger. For instance, if you're listening to RCC, there's so many times when you can feel Jesus' energy so much and it just overflows and you go, whoa, I feel so good. Now, if you're on Facebook after that and they show those pictures on the right, you're not going to even be interested because your spirit is so much stronger than your flesh. See, so the key is not trying to – you can try to stop sinning, but you're going to probably not be very successful. The key is instead is to strengthen your spirit in God. So then that flesh is so weak, it's not even desirable. And you'll see that your desire in your heart to want to sin is not there. That's the key. A lot of people, they sin and they feel guilty or they feel bad, and then they try not to sin, and it's so hard. You know, and I've been there a million times. It's so hard. And I always remind myself, go strengthen your spirit. You know, you strengthen your spirit in God, and then the sin doesn't even, it doesn't have any temptation over you because you're like bathing in God's love or his power. You all feel that when you feel God's love and you feel so great. There ain't nothing that can tempt you or turn you away because you're just feeling so like, and that's what, be honest with you, some of the most powerful healers for God, John Lake, Smith Wigglesworth, you know, Ken Hagin, the Osbournes, all these people, you know, what they did is they were in the Bible 24/7 and they were praising God 24/7 and they were doing all those things to strengthen their spirit. Their spirit was rising up so strong, so powerful, you know, they were preaching and healing and their spirits were so strong that ain't nothing can come against them, not even the devil, you know. So if you want to say the hell with the devil, get your spirit strong. See, logically, we tend to think, well, I'll just try to not sin, but you're still working in the flesh. You've got to go to the spiritual part of you, and you've got to start praising God. Or sometimes it's good when a sin is thrown your way, you can just start praising Jesus right away. It's a rough one because you're going to feel yourself crossing over from flesh to spirit, and you got to keep doing it. You can do it for a few minutes, and you'll feel the difference. It'll switch. So find whatever you do that strengthens you in God, whatever it is. It's going to be, for me, I can read Smith Wigglesworth's book, and that strengthens my spirit more than anything else. It just depends on you. Find out what is it that you do when you want to be close to God and you want to feel his energy. What is it that you particularly do? Okay, so you know what that is, and then that's what you want to do every day, preferably in the morning if you can, to get your spirit real, real strong. So then when you go out there and you face the world, you face those relatives, and you face all them, you just won't care as much. Why? Because your spirit is so much stronger than your flesh. You've got God more on your side, in other words. A lot of people think, well, I've got the Holy Spirit in me. Well, but how strong is the Holy Spirit in you? You can strengthen that. You can fill it up to the brim and overflowing to where the world and all its crazy troubles and stuff, it'll just roll off your back, and you'll be like, the hell with the devil, and you'll be playing that song again. You won't care, you know. So focus on what strengthens you with God, and do that every day, and then when sin comes along, you won't be tempted, you won't be focused on it, and you won't care. It's a daily thing. It's a daily thing, you know. And it works, because when I do it, it works, and when I don't, I get screwed up. So it works for everyone, and it'll work for you as well, you know. And that's basically what I have to say about it.
Okay.
Thank you. I know that helps somebody because this is a church full of shady characters and big-time sinners. I'm pretty sure that. Thank you, Keith, for real. Keith, thank you for sharing. Like, I appreciate that. And
thank you, Keith.
Keith, I thank you so much, too, because I know you guys will believe me. Hand to God, I know you guys will believe me. I just told my husband, Keith, while you were talking, I had no idea what you were going to teach on. I was like, babe, can you go to my computer? On my bed is my laptop, and it has that very, very verse up. The flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. And I kept saying, that's all I kept hearing today. Like, I want to retaliate.
Wow.
I want to, like, oh, my emotions are just, and I kept going for a walk and being like, Lord, I know that my spirit is willing, my flesh is weak, so I'm just going to beat my flesh right now by, like, walking this out. And honestly, that is the verse that's up on my laptop right now from hours ago. So I just want to say that we are so of one accord, this family. Like, I called mourning, and I'm leaving, like, rejoicing. So thank you.
That is cool, Christine. I can't believe that is just amazing. Because I was, like, thinking, gosh, Lord, like a second ago, are you sure you want me to speak on this? Because I don't know about this one. And he's like, yeah. I was like, all right, wow, that's amazing, Christine. That is so – and you can see how, like, you were upset with your relatives or whatever because they were throwing all the darts at you. The key would be is to just go back into your time with God and fill yourself up, then you won't care what they think or say or do whatever. It won't bother you. It'll roll off your back. And so what you did is you did it right. You came to RCC to kind of overflow your spirit. Now you're like filling up. The Holy Spirit's filling you up like a bucket, higher, higher, higher. And now you're not, now look at you already. You're already shifting and changing. And, like, you know, the bottom line is if you want to understand it from an energy level, because, you know, I love to talk about energy, you basically just want to shift the energy. Whenever you're in a place where you don't want to be, you need to shift the energy. And you shift the energy by praising God, reading the Bible, whatever you're going to do, speaking in tongues, whatever. You just want to shift that energy. And sometimes it might be walking outside and seeing outside. And, you know, usually you have to do something with the Lord, though, because that's going to shift you higher the quickest way. So you want to shift the energy away from that energy that you're feeling. And you'll see an immediate change like that. And obviously Christine is changing before our eyes, feeling good again, and, you know, and Carol's feeling good and all that. You know.
Yeah, mine was anger, like, 2 hours before I called you guys, and then I went on my walk, and, like, a few minutes before I called you guys, it turned to sadness, and I just heard that verse, and now it's rejoicing. So thank you.
Good.
Amen. Well, let's, guys, let's dance a little. Let's just dance before the King. He's coming today. You guys were so close with all these earthquakes. I want to thank Kenneth Laughlin in the chat. He's continuing to post all the latest bad news that Rapture Center called good news, you know, because bad news equals good news for us, because that means we're leaving.
Yep.
So thank you, Kenneth. And I just feel like since God is shaking everything up, we just need to shake our booties because we're out of here. So let's do it. Let's do another worship song and just dance with our Lord together as a church. Remember, just pretend like we're in a building. Don't just walk away. Together, because oftentimes when we do this together as a church in the chat room and on the phone here, the Lord says the same things to us. It's really fun. It's really fun. A lot of us get visions and dreams, or we just get filled with a lot of joy. So we're going to go ahead and say this one.
Give a damn, a damn, a damn.
Desperate for his return, I'm about to donate my organs.
Funny.
Hold on, though, but this is funny because, you know, when the Lord first fell on our son, and I was giving everything away, I've pretty much given everything I can give away at this point. There's still some money in the bank account, but I'm not kidding, you guys. And the only thing left to give away was my hair. I have, like, long hair. And it's nice hair. And I was like, well, I can give it to cancer patients. I was so excited. I wanted to go shave my head, for real. I thought that would be really fun. And I know how you feel. I really know how you feel, Gemma, because let me tell you, you just want to give it all. You're like, what else can I give? I was like, in the very first 2 months of us knowing that he's coming today, I just wanted to give it all. But my son stopped me. He literally stopped me. He's like, Mom, I mean, he threw a fit. Like, he was, like, really upset about it.
So I know I have long hair, too, and I've thought of that cutting it off.
Hey, you guys, you know what we should do? Since we're, like, a rapture cult, we should all, like, cut our hair. We should all shave our heads.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
well, everyone's interested.
You should sell a T-shirt. Sell, like, the Rapture Kitty cult, because you know people are going to buy the shirt because they think we're a cult. So they can raise money.
Imagine Katie bald.
Oh, my goodness.
The donkey already is.
Oh, my word, dude.
Wow.
Like me, if I shave my head, it would take me, like, a month, and I'd be back to normal.
Oh, you're lucky. Oh, my goodness.
All right, what'd you say, Judy?
I'm just glad you're here. I miss you. So, what's shaking, dude? What's shaking, baby? What's shaking?
Well, I just got home and just got done eating. I was, like, working, but I was so hungry that I was, like, shaking and, like, dropping change. It was pretty weird.
No. That's not great.
Yeah.
You got to watch your blood sugar. Your blood sugar.
No, not enough canned oysters, huh, Luca?
Dude, I ran out of those a long time ago. Yuck. I'm kind of upset. Hey, don't diss. Those things are delicious, okay?
Are they really?
Yes.
Like sushi, octopus, or something, yuck.
No, it's better than sushi and octopus and weirdness. It's good.
Hey, Luco, you know what I do when I miss you?
What?
You know what I do when I miss you? I do this.
You call me? You know I don't answer. No.
Yes.
Oh, wait, Luca, what do you want?
That's
what I do when I miss
I'm
you.
Sick of the piano.
Nice.
Thank you.
beautiful. Does anybody know who they're going to marry in heaven?
No way.
No.
No, no, no.
Luca, who are you marrying in heaven?
I know that Aaron is my heavenly husband.
Amen.
Judy was trying to get me to marry her yesterday. She was kind of hinting at it.
I figure we should talk about marriage since we're marrying Jesus.
Yeah.
I'll be right back. I have to go clean some mess I made in the sink.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds kind of weird. Okay.
I'm not even kidding, though. I mean, it sounds kind of sketchy, but no, I actually do have to go clean something. It'll be like 2 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Okay. We'll look forward to seeing you back here. Hey, Pat, do you have any he and I to share, or is anyone on the line?
Oh, sure. Sure I do. I always do. He says here, wasn't that a good idea to ask you to live with my grandeur today? You saw it in my power, and this gave you hope in your matchless friend who can do everything. How you reveled in the feeling of your littleness and the poverty of your knowledge, completely abandoned to my knowledge, trusting in my infinite tenderness, you were reminded of the big butterfly holding a flower captive between its wings. My darling child, how short your day seemed to you. Couldn't you grow to love this habit of placing one of my divine qualities in your thought, like a kind companion in your pilgrimage? It would be a new way of watching for me. Oh, the soul that wants to lay hold upon its Savior, how it varies its way of running after him. And he finds 1,000 excuses for letting himself be caught, if you only knew. All of these things belong to that secret life that you call interior, a life beyond the world's dimensions. Those are the trial flights, the first freeings. You remember the little swallow that seemed to dart right up into the sun the very first time it left the nest? Take care of your hidden life. Love it, since I love it.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Pat. That's
You're
beautiful.
Welcome.
We love you, Lord.
He's a sweetie.
Yeah, Judy was hinting at wanting me to marry her in heaven. It was a little, she was a little shady yesterday. Little shady.
Ho, 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 ho.
Keith is having fantasies again because, you know, worked out.
Well,
I'm not going to marry an
because
elder.
I'm the biggest.
I don't marry
I'm
elders
the biggest.
Of RCC. I don't like religious types.
Religious fanatic.
Oh, you're out, Keith.
She's just jealous because Jesus and I have all the powers in the boardroom. She got no power. She's like, I got something to say. I got something to vote on. We're like, whatever. And then like we just turn our chairs around. Jesus and I, we turn up Katy Perry.
Wait a
we just
second.
Ignore her. We vote.
Wait a second. Is Keith being stupid again? I came back and.
Yeah, pretty much, Luca.
Okay.
That's
the
yeah,
Keith again.
It's okay, but I'm not even paying attention to him. I'm watching another video while Keith is talking. I'm watching a video about the ocean.
Yeah, I play guitar when Keith talks.
I was talking about the boardroom and how whenever we vote on stuff, Jesus always votes with me, and Judy's like the loser all the time in the boardroom. And she's like, you know, oh, whatever. I got something to say. We're like, whatever. We just turn our chairs around. We turn up Katy Perry, and Jesus and I just like, we
haven't
heard
Katy Perry in a long time, bub. Come on now.
I know. We haven't played Katy.
I
know.
I
play
the TGIF Friday song. I love that song. Oh, my gosh. I love that song.
Wait, what song?
TGIF?
I listen to Manny music, so.
The TGIF, the high school song, like Katy Perry, the one that, the popular one of her first songs.
I listen to man music, not chick music. I don't know what you're talking about, Keith. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh.
It goes manly.
Oh,
it
goes boy. Poor Keith. Oh, boy. No.
I'm glad I'm watching this video.
See, Judy, tune it out.
Is that
well,
you know what my sister said? My sister's listening to this service, and she's like, this is so high school.
So hateful.
It's like
he started
meh.
It.
It's family.
No, it's family. Get over it. You know what? I like this rapture-centric reality show, and Jesus is definitely going to take us because it's just getting worse. You know, pretty soon we're going to hear what color underwear Keith is wearing and stuff like that. We don't need to know your underwear, Keith. We don't need to know that you're not wearing any, okay? We don't need to know that.
Hey, guys, see if you can guess what color of underwear I'm wearing.
Red.
You won't be able to.
Naked.
Wink, wink.
Luca likes to be naked.
Yeah.
I think they're blue.
I
red.
Think they're skin Lepark. Tan.
Luca likes to wear those kilts with nothing underneath them.
I
a
think
skirt?
They say to hell with the devil on them.
Hey, you guys, I have something that I just want to say real quick. Keith, I looked up that verse, right? This is so
yeah.
cool. So cool. Do you know that verse was exactly this time? It was right before Passover.
Oh, really?
Yes, look it up. It's in Matthew 26.
Whoa.
Right before
wow.
they came to arrest him.
Wow. So it has to do with, and we're almost hitting Passover, so wow, that's great. That's great.
And we're about, 36 hours away? It's about that time frame.
Wow, that's so prophetic. So prophetic.
Yeah, sorry. I went to go say, well,
yeah,
where is
cool.
that in Scripture? And I read the context of it, and it was like he was saying his disciples, they fell asleep. They were getting weary. And it was just like Judy said, like, now's not the time. Like, we're the same, just waiting for his return. It's the same exact
mm-hmm.
thing. And he's telling us
wow.
the same exact thing at the
yeah.
same exact time
and
right
like,
before Passover.
Oh, and get this.
Yeah.
Like, okay, when Dustin and Judy sleep in and don't do the morning show, that's equivalent to Jesus coming, like, back to check on his disciples, but they're, like, passed
yeah,
out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's not nice.
Hey, I mean, if we're relating everything to now, I mean, it's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Everything
good
down
job,
to the
Luca.
People sleeping
good
in
job.
And missing. Yeah.
Yeah. Or, like, if someone, like, didn't set their alarm clock to the right time, that's, like, that would be,
I know.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Who sets
totally.
Their alarm to p.m.?
Yeah.
Like,
I know,
sorry.
Exactly.
Oh,
who does
goodness.
That? I know.
Who does that, right?
So
who
I have
does
so
that?
Much stuff on you. Luca, I have so much stuff on you. Wrong. I can use all of you.
I have so much stuff on you.
Good job, Luca.
Who's running around with
now,
you?
Now,
more
now,
about, Luca, I need to find out more about Judy's midnight shift. It's sketchy. The hooker shift. It's sketchy.
That's not on the computer.
She claims she's in the chat room, but she's not. It's sketchy. The whole thing is really sketchy.
Shut up. Ask Jason302. We're studying the Greek. We're studying the Greek. We are. Huh, Jason?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Luca, you were there.
Greek. Yeah, yeah. I thought we were talking about... Yeah. Let's just say we're studying Greek. No hookerness at all for Judy. So.
Yeah. Speaking about Judah, I'm being betrayed right now.
No, you're not. You guys are betraying
me.
I'm Judith. Just like...
I said Judah.
Speaking of Judah.
Oh, you guys, you know what? It's the end of the world. I'm not even reading my Bible anymore, okay? So whatever. Just kidding. But no, I've been reading it for like 28 years, okay? It's like it's the end of time. Like, I don't even need to because it's like he talks to me every day. Like, he's coming. So I'm going to eat ice cream and, you know, whatever.
I know. Donkey told me that. Donkey told me Judy gained 200 pounds. She's 350 pounds. That's what Donkey told me.
Dude, that's like a horse.
Your
you're not a donkey.
Cream.
You're a horse, Judy.
Judy, what's your favorite ice cream?
These days, every flavor.
I like lemon cookie by Twins, local made. It's in our area.
Oh, nice.
It's called, and it's organic ice cream. It's this lemon cookie stuff. Oh,
wow.
And it's like, I'm not kidding you. It's like almost $10 for a gallon because it's local and homemade and organic. My sister, I came home with it. She's like, because I bought like $30 worth of ice cream.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
But, you know,
like a $500 stapler.
That's celebrating.
Hey, you know what, Luca? Yeah. Keith is not a true rapture-centric because, okay, he's still trying not to sin. I mean, like, if you're too rapture-centric, it's the end of the world. So, like, you know, you're just going to live it up.
Party back
to
1999.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. I spin with ice cream late at night, okay? You want to sue me for that?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Donkey
that's
said
okay.
Judy
no,
gained 200
okay.
pounds.
You know, I'm not going to lie.
Donkey said Judy was at
like,
350 pounds. That's what Donkey said.
I'm not going to lie, guys. The whole, I really don't understand how eating a lot is a sin. Like, I genuinely don't get that because I eat a lot, but you see, it's not gluttony because I don't get fat, right?
Yeah.
I don't
eating
understand.
Ice cream is thin, though.
Oh, my gosh.
My sister said she hates
I just
hates
don't
you
understand.
So saying that. She hates you that you eat all you want and you don't get fat. She just wanted to tell you that she hates you.
Oh, tell her I love her, too.
Oh, let's do communion. Hey, Joe Gretto, baby. Jojo, can you do us some communion?
Hi, Joey.
In
there? Hi, Joey.
Hello.
Hey,
hi, Joey.
Hey, Rob. Joe, do you think we could play telephone on your friend Rob by any chance? If he's listening or...
Joe there?
Oh. Hello, Joe?
Joe.
I had him.
Sorry, I was talking. I had my
he ran away.
On mute.
Judy.
Can you hear me now?
I know.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
afraid.
Nope. Can you hear me now?
Joe.
Yeah, we
can
hear you.
Oh,
like that Verizon
sorry.
Guy.
Technical difficulty. Yeah, my friend Rob's right here. I can hand him my phone. We just need to explain to him what it is. This is his first
can
show.
Can he say it's something, great. Too, so we can feel his energy?
Okay, hang on. I'm going to hand the phone to Rob.
What's up?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Wait, who's there?
This is Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Huh?
Hey, Rob.
Oh, this is Rob?
Yeah.
Hi, Rob.
Nice to meet you.
It's good to meet you guys.
Yeah, like Joe, we love Joe. He's just like the coolest friend over here at RC thing. And, yeah, so can we play telephone on you? You don't have to say anything.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, so basically what it is we just, we all ask God what he's thinking about you, and then we tell you, and then you don't have to say anything, you just listen. And, cool, everyone in the chat room is saying Rob has a nice voice. Yeah, you have a nice voice. So, yes, let's, okay, hey, Rob, can you give me a song you want me to play? Do you like Michael Jackson? Probably not. What do you like?
The Yellow Submarine by the Beatles.
I don't have that.
I only have Can't Buy Me Low by the Beatles, but I can put Yellow Submarine up next time I can after I go through the other 5,000 songs that people... What?
Anything by the Beatles?
We have Can't Buy
Me
Low.
No, nothing by the... Oh,
we have one Beatles song. Yeah.
What about Zeppelin?
No, about
Zeppelin
yet.
How about We Are Family by Sister
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd? I don't
no,
have Pink Floyd up. I thought about putting Pink Floyd up here, but I thought it was too trippy for everybody. So.
I'm going to dedicate this song to Rob by the Beatles. And after that, let's play telephone on Rob, church. Here we go.
Can't buy me love. Makes you feel alright. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel alright. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. No.
money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Can buy me love.
Well, Lord, we thank you for Rob. We thank you for bringing him here today. Father God, we just we worship you and thank you that your love is free for all of us. And we thank you, God, that you are amazing and wonderful. And we just bless Rob in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit of mighty Jehovah God. Tell us what you're thinking about him.
You let me know that you're finally starting to, put both feet in a way, you know? You're finally wanting to fully commit to the Lord.
Good job on that, Luco.
Thank you, Luco. Everybody on the line is unmuted. If you have a word for Rob, it's okay if we have silence while we're waiting. It's no big deal. If you're in the chat room and you have a word for Rob, this is a new friend that's listening today, and we're just glad he's here. We just want to bless him.
Yeah, I have a word. It says, Rob, give me your trust, my son, and walk with me. I am always with you.
That was right on, Pat.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah, the main thing, this is Keith. What I get from the Lord is telling me about you is that oftentimes you're looking for proof. Like, you kind of want proof from God of this and proof of that and proof of this and sort of for God to validate and verify things. And then you're, you know, because of that, then your trust will grow more with him and you'll start understanding things. And God tells me that, yeah, he's going to give you the proof and the validation that you need because he's wants you to be part of his kingdom, and he's gonna open up his world to you so you can see more than just proof. You're going to see things that will just blow your mind. So he said he's got a lot of supernatural things he wants to show you. So be prepared.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
In the chat room, Carol says, God tells her, Rob, you have become very content being my son. I have great plans. I will tell you when you get here, right after the wedding feast. And Rojo in the chat room says, God is saying, Rob, I, Jesus, am walking toward you, deep walking. Keep walking toward me. You are closer than you think. I love you. Tana says in the chat room, God says, Rob, you are mine. I fight for you daily. I love you, my son. And Rojo in the chat room, I'm going to read it again. It says, I, Jesus, am walking toward you. Keep walking toward me. You are closer than I think. I love you. Keep walking. And Carol in the chat room says, God says, because you have become very content with me, you and I are going to have a lot of fun together building things for my great kingdom. And Tressy in the chat room says, your initials, the acronym for Rob, means rapture of bride. That's cool. Rapture of bride, too easy. Roman in the chat room heard God say, Rob, keep coming to me. I love you. You're about to discover new stuff. I have a lot to show you, mysteries, many things. I love you. I need you.
Oh, that's nice. Very nice.
Those messages were all totally, I discerned them completely accurate. God showed me the energy that he was trying to communicate for the messages, and those were all right on, you know, just about him, God showing him stuff. That was good. Those were really good. I hope they blessed him. Well,
Do you have any questions, Rob, about any questions in particular you want to know? About your walk with God or anything that's going on?
Michelle in the chat says, Rob, you are mine. Follow my leading for you. And in the chat room, someone says, Rob, your heart is pure. What you seek, I know. Find answers in me.
Is this real?
Those are good messages. Any, Rob, do you have any questions?
Is this real?
Is this real? What do you mean?
Yes, honey, it's real.
It's very real, yeah. Thank you, Pat.
Okay.
Are you ready, Leah? Do you have a word?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead. She has a word for Rob.
Rob, my son, I adore you. You are more special to me than you know or can even realize. For you are sacred to me, and I hold you in my heart. I love that you are walking in the things that I had hoped for you. You see, my son, all I ever wanted was for you to notice me and take recognition of the true love I have for you. How I can be your everything, your mother, your sister, your brother, for I can be all who have forsaken you. I alone can bless you and keep you safe. I alone can lead you in your destiny, for I will never fail you. Trust in me and let me lead the way, and you will have the rest and peace you seek. Do not be troubled, for I will give you all you need for more than just life on earth, but belief in me and life everlasting. Know that I love you and always have.
Beautiful.
Wow, that was amazing.
You're loved. Very much loved. Stay with him.
Church, it's almost time to go home. We're going to play our victory song, and we're just going to rejoice that it is time. It is time.
Let's play our mascot song.
We are out of here, church.
Amen.
Isn't it nice to know that the rapture-centric church is closing down today due to the translation?
Amen.
Wow.
Yeah, Passover's coming up, and Christine got that verse, so that's confirmation. We're going.
We love you, Lord. We thank you for coming to take your bride off the face of this earth. We thank you for Rob. We thank you for delivering him from anything that is keeping him from the fullness of you. And we thank you that he's in your fullness right now, Lord. The fullness of God dwells in him, and we thank you so much. It's so fun to have a new friend. We got Nick, so cool. Hey, I got Carol here. She's been crying maybe after that beautiful video. Hey, Carol.
Hey.
Hi, Carol.
Hey, Carol.
Hi, everybody. I want to thank everybody for I want to thank everybody for your kind words and prayers and that awesome video. I don't know who. What's her name? Neva, the person who made the video, Nova 9. I've never seen this person on chat or anywhere, but that she would, I would think it's she made this video for me. Wow, that was really, really moving. So. If you're listening, Nova 9, thank you so very, very much. You guys have really been awesome in comforting me. And, it's been a very weird day for me. But, we're very, very, very close to Passover, which actually starts tomorrow evening for those who didn't know. And then it goes for, I think, 8 days, if I'm not mistaken. And Tuesday is the blood.
Oh, yeah.
Moon.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, we've made this. We've talked about the blood moon so many times now, but just as a real quick recap, the blood moons are a sign for Israel. You know, something bad happens and something good happens with Israel every time there's been a tetrad in the last, three times, the last 500 years. Well, what's interesting is today there was a shooting in Kansas and three people were killed at a Jewish synagogue and a Jewish assisted living center the day before Passover. And the perpetrator yelled out "Hail Hitler." I mean, isn't that and that is, to me, it was a precursor of what's about to come against Israel, which only means we are that much closer for the Lord to come for us any second. And this it was just a very, very strong confirmation that we're about to blast off. We're in the final countdown. Jesus is coming, and we all should be so excited and happy. And I'm just in a weird state of mind because while I'm so excited, I'm also heavy-hearted, and I don't understand why I should be heavy-hearted because I'm about to see, that little stinker of mine, he went to check out my mansion before I did. That's the kind of kid he was. I know him. I know him. I know how he is. And he's there waiting for me along with all my other pets, and I can't wait to see them all. So I would just want to lift up, just want to say a real quick thank you prayer to the Lord for Lord Jesus, Father God, precious Holy Spirit. Thank you so much for having me, for giving me Tigger for a year and 2 months. Thank you so very much. I love him so very much, and I have his mama and my other puppies. Thank you for blessing me with them all, and thank you for blessing us all with the Rapture Centric Church. Thank you for blessing us with Judy. Judy, you're just such a what's the word I want? so steadfast. You know,
love
you're an anchor.
Love you, sweetheart.
So thank you so much.
Love you, Judy. Love you, Tana.
You know,
love you, Luca.
Love you. Yeah, and it's time to go. So,
love you, Christine.
Love you, honey. Love all of you.
Yes,
I
thank
you
all
Carol,
so very much.
Thank you for saying all those sweet things.
Thank you,
we
Carol.
Love you so much.
Thank you, Carol.
Spirit of
love
the bride,
you, honey.
Love you, Rob.
Okay.
Come get us, Lord. Right. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus.
He said that he tastes our tears. Yeah, he tastes.